Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself, joins me as always. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, have you had your coffee?
Not yet.
You don't drink coffee.
That's right.
No, I'm just tea?
Decaf stuff.
Decaf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like you kind of.
I don't need it too much.
You don't need it? You just got all the energy in the world?
Pretty much.
Okay. What do you have for breakfast? The world wants
oatmeal.
To know. Oatmeal.
Yeah,
that's good.
Steel cut.
That's great.
Yeah, like
steel
that.
Cut. Like, that matters. How about...
It really sticks with you. And it's not gummy. That's what I like about it. It's not gummy. It's
Well, you're telling me that if it's cut with
chewy.
Steel, it's better?
It's chewy. It's little chunks of oatmeal instead of these rolled pieces that sort of mesh into a gel. You know what I mean? I
never liked that. Oh, yeah. Kind of like an Oliver. Like
kind of like a gruel. Yeah.
Gruel, like
yeah,
gruel.
I never liked the gruel idea. Yeah, I like the chewy stuff.
Wow, so. This is a really fascinating conversation we're having here first thing in the morning.
Try it sometime. I'll give you my
All right,
recipe.
And steel cut. I mean, you know, I always feel like I'm being sold something when they say hand-picked.
Yeah.
Or like, of course it was hand-picked.
No,
it was picked by,
this
the only way you got to is with your hands.
With a machine.
They
you
cut
know.
It with the steel, like, okay, as opposed to cut with a diamond cut.
No, as opposed to not being cut. As opposed to being rolled. Rolled oats
okay.
and cut oats.
Okay,
that's
thank
the
you.
Difference.
Now I'm feeling cheap.
And you need steel because if you ever try to cut an oat, you know you wouldn't be able to do it unless you had like a really strong knife.
Okay, so Stuart, we've resolved the fact that you had oatmeal this morning. What do you have in the Beacon newspaper?
Oh, that too. Okay, great. Well, let's talk about some immune boosting myths. There are myths that are pretty common out there about our immune systems and what is good and not good. People talk about these things all the time.
Right.
And what's true? Okay, vitamin C. Does it really ward off colds? Unfortunately, clinical studies have not shown any effect for vitamin C in preventing colds for the most part. That's what it says.
Are you kidding me?
That's what the studies show. However, they will say this. A daily dose of 200 milligrams of vitamin C over time may reduce the duration of colds a little bit. But it's not going
to
stop you from getting sick.
Contrary to, I mean, how many times did my mom push vitamin C on me? I mean, she...
That's why it's called a myth. It's pretty commonly believed, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What's helpful?
Well, zinc lozenges, okay?
Zinc, okay.
They have done
true.
Studies about
that's
zinc, true. Right? And they find that, again, it doesn't prevent you from getting cold because you can only take so much zinc a day. There's a limit to that.
Right.
But if you feel the first signs of a cold, you start using zinc lozenges.
Yes.
You can exceed the minimum, the maximum daily dose for like 3 to 5 days, and it should shorten the length of your cold by up to 3 days.
You know, I have heard that. Now, I've always wondered if you could just suck on a penny. If that would have the same impact.
I've never tried that. It certainly would be cheaper.
You know, although there's probably a lot of germs on the average penny, so you'd end up having to clean it, so you didn't get a cold from the penny.
Well, they say that copper does also kill bacteria, right? So, I mean, I don't know.
That's
who
true.
Knows?
Okay. Well, to be
I'm not going to respond to that
inquiring
one.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Not in this article.
Okay.
Honey. Does honey cure allergies? Have you heard this one?
No.
A lot of people have been saying this. I've heard this recently myself, that if you have a little bit of local honey, because the bees in the local area are going to have the kind of pollen that causes your local sneezes.
Yes.
If you eat that honey every day, you sort of have allergy resistance. Well, apparently not true. The researchers say it has not been shown to be the case. On the other hand, there's a really cool use for honey. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They used honey as a cough suppressant in children. It was more effective than dextromethorphan, which is the number one ingredient in all over-the-counter cough medicines for kids.
All right. I want you to say that again.
Okay.
Go ahead. I almost coughed after you said it. So.
Honey has been proven to be more effective in suppressing coughs than the most common cough suppressant on the market.
Okay. So give your kid... I mean, I can remember...
Like a teaspoon of honey. I used to have that, right?
A teaspoon of honey, right?
Right. Haven't you noticed that it really soothes the throat? And
yes,
all, you know?
It's true.
What they say, this is could be... They don't really know why, but they're saying the part of the brain that registers sweet is right next to the part that causes coughing. And they sort of think that maybe... The sensing the sweetness may somehow affect the coughing mechanism and calm it down.
What about bee pollen? Does it say anything about that?
This article doesn't talk about
no.
bee pollen.
Okay.
I've always had that question too, you know, and royal honey and all those kinds
right,
of things.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I don't know. Royal jelly, I mean, it's called, yeah. So dairy is the other myth, but you can read that in the paper. We're about out of time, right?
All right, yeah. The Beacon newspaper, get your free copy to over 1,500 locations and counting. Or go to thebeaconnewspapers.com to read your copy. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, I've invited my friend Susie Danek. She's with a Tad Relocation. You all have heard her on the show in the past. Susie and her husband Joel have a company called Tad Relocation, which specialize in, among other things, professional move management. Now, I'm going to give you an example of a scenario, and some of you might relate to this. Joe and Mary have been living in their house for 27 or 35 years, and their house has stuff in all the closets, and the basement's got a lot of excess stuff. There's really no more room for moving things into other places. And yet, Joe and Mary recognize that it's time to move. And the challenge that they have and they feel is that they're not ready yet. Their home is not ready yet. And they feel that they have still years ahead of them to get their house ready to sell for top dollar. Then I invite Captain Rightsize, Susie Danik, to the picture. And Susie, why don't you take it from there and tell us how Tad assists people, even if they're not going to move this year or if they're trying to get ready to go on the market this year, how can you step in and assist them?
Sure. Thank you, Eric. We're so happy to be back on the show. And Tad Relocation, we've been in business for 17 years now. We've helped over 6,000 seniors with their relocation. And we've worked a lot together with Eric preparing houses as his clients are getting ready to make a move. And the one thing that we do see a lot is clients who really want to make the move, but they feel that their stuff is just getting in their way. It's just overwhelming for them to walk into a room and start to think about how they're going to begin this downsizing process after being in their house for 20, 30, or 40 years. The one good thing that we can tell those clients that we work with together on a regular basis is that we have great things in place to help them, resources and tools to get them started along the way as they're thinking about making the move. The one thing that I do see quite often from doing this for so many years is that people do tend to wait too long. And if they can start now, even baby steps, as they're starting to think about making a move, when that time does come, it's so much easier. So even if you're thinking about moving in 2, 3, or 4 years, or even 5 years, it's never too early to start that process of clearing out and sorting and segregating and going through things within the house. All too often we see clients where something happens to precipitate the move. It might be, actually, I walked out of my house yesterday and I saw the ambulance pull up to my next door neighbor. He had fallen down his steps He hurt his back. And he's a young guy. He's 70 years old. He certainly wasn't anticipating something like this happening. Now, thank goodness he's okay. I talked to him this morning and he's all right. But it's these events that can precipitate a move to happen much sooner than we expect. Mm-hmm. So by moving ahead now and starting to tackle one drawer at a time, one closet at a time, mm-hmm. when that move day comes up, you're going to be ready. You're going to be ready instead of all of a sudden thinking, oh my gosh, what have I been waiting for? Do you understand?
Absolutely. And that's inch by inch is a cinch, but yard by yard is hard.
I love that.
Little bits at a time. And I love your gift. When Susie and I have the privilege of speaking together, she has a great shtick at the beginning where she asks who's been in their house the longest. And inevitably there's, one person who's been in the house the absolute longest, 50, 60 years, something like that. And she says, well, I have a gift for you. And she reaches from behind something and pulls out a black hefty trash bag and hands it to them. because it's, and frankly, it's a great gift and it's a great idea because the majority of us have so much more trash than we have anything else. So if you want to contact Susie, I want to encourage you to reach out to Susie Danik and her team and talk with them about how they can assist you. And they'll come out, spend an hour with you gratis. They'll walk through your house. You may say, no, I don't want them to walk through, but these are the people to walk through your house and help you and be encouraging to you, not judgmental. Having a lot of stuff is not a moral choice. It's nothing other than you just have a lot of stuff, and now you just need to have practical wisdom and probably practical help in going through that. So, Susie, they want to reach out to you. Best way to contact you is how?
The best way to contact us is to give us a call in our office, and that number is 240-403-0177. They can also take a look on our website, which is TAD.com. relocation.com to learn more about how we can assist them. And understand that we now have expanded our services to help them. We tell people we are truly your modern day mover and organizer. So we have our own hauling trucks. We can come in and remove trash from your house and help to clear out your basement and help to clear out your attic. We have professional organizers that can come in and work side by side with you to help you with your sorting and segregating as you're thinking about a move. And we have professional space planning design services as well to help you as you're thinking about designing your new space where you're moving to. So it's really a full service package from moving, hauling, organizing, sorting, packing, and full unpack and setup. Of course, that's what we specialize in.
Susie helped my folks. I know she can help you and your folks too. You can contact her again at 240-403-0177 or go to tadrelocation.com. Thanks, Susie.
Thank you, Eric.